Blog Talk Radio.
Last four digits 9701. Please state your name. Last four digits 3676. Please state your name.
Shalom, shalom, Jallo.
Last four digits 9701. Please state your name.
Loretta. Jarita.
Yes?
Jarita. Are we the only two on the line?
Hubert's on the line.
Just me and Hubert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Last four digits 0507. Please state your name.
Mrs. Williams.
Miss Williams, good evening.
Good evening.
Last four digits 5632. Please state your name.
Miss Grandmama.
Mom and Daddy Werner. Okay, good evening. Okay, everyone, I do apologize for the background noise, but we had emergency. Jarita is opening up the studio for us tonight, so just bear with us, and we'll go ahead and continue in our program. Let's see here. I'll pick up reading in Genesis 46:28. Forty-eight, 28 is where I'll be reading. Well, I thought I was. I'm sorry. That's 46 and 28. I do apologize. And this is when all of Jacob's family and livestock left for Egypt. The total number that was going was 70. And Jacob sent Judah on ahead to tell Joseph that they were on their way and would soon arrive in Goshen, which they did. Joseph jumped into a chariot and joined to journeyed to Goshen to meet his father, and they fell into each other's arms and wept a long while. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, for I have seen you again and know you are alive." And Joseph said to his brother and to all of his household, "I'll go and tell Pharaoh that you are here and that you have come from the land of Canaan to join me. And I will tell him these men are shepherds. They have brought with them their flocks and herds and everything they own, so that Pharaoh would call for you and ask you about your occupation. Tell him, we have been shepherds from our youth, as our father has been for many generations. When you tell him this, he will let you live here in the land of Goshen, for shepherds were despised and hated in other parts of Egypt." That was the reading out of 46:28-35. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela, did we have any other Jerita, did we have any other callers to join in?
You had one.
Okay, and that is?
Miss Allen.
Miss Allen, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nelson's Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for your Son, and most of all, we thank you for your words. Your words are our pathway through our life. Father God, we ask that you give us the ears to hear your wonderful words being shared here tonight. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service. Order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. We ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Father God, bless the ones that are with us and the ones that could not be with us tonight. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, I'm going to do a quick roll call right quick, and if I miss your name, please let me know. I have Mom, Ms. Williams,
yes.
Hubert, Daddy Werner, and Miss Allen.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Okay, we're gonna go right into Matthew 19:26, and Miss Williams, could you lead us out into that, please?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God."
But with God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Okay. Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read Psalm 1.
Amen.
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yieldeth fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Wherever he does prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinneth in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Next, that brings me to Ms. Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Roman, the, Roman the 5th chapter. Therefore, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have excused by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope and of the holy of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation works patiently, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarce a righteous one die, yet for a good man some were even there to die. But God commanded him his love toward us, in that which we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Allen. Okay, new caller, go ahead, Aunt Rita.
Last four digits 2860.
Your name, please. What did you say? 2860 last four digits?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that number myself, but if they want to, they can go ahead and announce who they are.
Okay.
Last four digits, 2860. State your name. Okay, maybe they just want to be a listener tonight. Okay, amen. Thank you for that, Rita. That takes me to Hubert. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do. Yes, I'll be coming to you all from the books of Romans.
Chapter 3. Amen.
Universal abundance of sin. Well then, do we find ourselves? Excuse me, hold on just a second. Can you hear me clearly now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the universal abundance of sin. Well then, do we find ourselves in a position of superiority? Not entirely. We have already brought the charges against Jews and Gentiles alike, that they are under the dominion of sin. It is as Scripture says, there is no just man. No, not even one. There is no one who understands. No one in search of Yahweh, God, the great I am. All have taken the wrong course. All alike have become worthless. Not one of them acts uprightly. No, not one. Their throats are open tombs. the venom of apes, lies behind their lips. Their mouths are full of curses and bitterness. Swiftly run their feet to shed blood. They run and miserably sure they curse. They pass a peace if unknown to them. The fear of God is not before their eyes. We know that everything the law says is addressed to those who are under sin authority. This means that every mouth is silent and the whole world stand convicted before God, Yahweh. Since no one will be justified in God's sight, though obedience of the law does nothing but point out what is sinful. Amen. May the word of my mouth and the man of my heart be accepted in sight. Elohim. Shalom. Torah.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Next, I have Ms. William. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, the good news I have to share tonight is the Word of God. It's different, a few scriptures in reference to the Word of God. The first one is Deuteronomy 8:3. It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Psalms 107:20 says, behold, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Matthew 8:8, but he said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Mark 8:38, if you are ashamed of me and my word, I will be ashamed of you in the day of judgment. Hebrew 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder the soul, praise you, Lord God, the spirit, the joint, and the marrow, and is a discerner of the heart and the intents of the mind. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The word of God is saying to us that his word is powerful, and anything that we need or desire, it is in his word. If we need to be healed, we can find it in his word. If we need to be delivered, we can find it in his word. If we need prosperity, need our bills met, circumstances change, we can find it in the word of God. We must know in our heart that the word of God is powerful, and it will help us in each and every situation that we face today and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
We have a
new
caller. Okay. Amen.
New
caller.
Is that Daniel?
Yeah. Hey, Daniel.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Welcome.
Yes.
And I think, Jerita, you called out another number. What was the last four digits?
That was it.
Daniel was the 2860 still there?
Yes.
Okay, is that Kira?
Kira and Auntie Dot.
Kira and Auntie Dot? Hey, Kira, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. We're moving right along into our program. Next, we have Daddy Verner. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Genesis 15 chapter. In the Septuagint, they promised a land. I saw that the seventh voice. Then he said unto him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of Chaldees to give you this land to possess. And he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said unto him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the bird in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcass, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended. Then the Lord said unto Abram, know this for certain, that your offspring shall be alien in a land that will not fail, and shall be slaves there, and they shall be oppressed for 400 years. But I will bring judgment upon the nation that they serve, and afterward they shall come out with great possession. Therefore yourself you shall go to your ancestors in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age, and they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet complete. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your descendants, I give this land, for the river, to the great river, the great Euphrates. And they write upon that, Abram is known as the father of the faithful, when God commissioned him to leave his country, to go away from his kindred and from his father's house to a land that he had never seen. Abram responded in faithful obedience to God's command. Because of Abram's faith and obedience to God's command, he will inherit all the promises of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Next, I have Kira. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I would like to read something.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I thank you, Lord, for this day and for listening each time I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Kira. Awesome. Okay, let's see. Daniel, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. I'd like to say hello there, Caroline. Amen.
Good to hear.
I'm going to read a couple of scripts, and I'm going to mix it up a little bit. So, but I'm going to let you, I'm going to understand it. I'm going to read out of my book, Destiny I Want, and I'm going to go to
Amen.
The book.
Amen.
Serve the Lord with gladness. That's what Psalm says, 101 and 2 says. We are to do if we are indeed his people, the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Now I'm going to jump back over to 100 Psalms, okay?
Amen.
see what 100 saying, okay?
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, Daniel. Mm. Amen. Okay. That takes me right into Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Amen. Okay. All right. That takes us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow the head for that, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are doing for our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Rochelle Bessler, Eddie Tipman, Uncle Dave, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Miss Wanda, Mary Lowe, LaTanya, Daniel and Hubert Lowe, Aveline, Walter Moody, Cheryl, Monique, Jessica Smith, Miss Allen, Daddy Verna, Calvin, Erlene, Ruth Edwards, Kira, Sidarius, Jerry and Terry, myself, Loretta, Mr. Harrell, Miss Boyers and family, the Adams family, Carlos and the Wells family, Uncle Champ, Denise and Michael Moody, Jermaine, Tally, Denora's family, Rayco and family, Lenny and family, the Rossiter family, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Angela Burns, Quentin, Jessica Smith, Vicki Hussman, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Allow them to say that they are healed by his stripes. Wash them in the blood, for there is power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Mighty Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Healing Spirit, Healing Spirit. Take over this place. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That takes us right into our birthdays for the week of March 30th through April 5th. Any birthdays we need to recognize at this time?
Carrie, 1st of April. No, I'm wrong. Okay. No, she was 13. Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, it's someone's birthday. Amen.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. And Auntie Dot, would you sing happy birthday for us?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Many more. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Okay, that takes us right into our praise testimony, songs, or poem. So I'll just go down the list. If you have anything else to share, please do so now. If not, just say pass. God bless us all. And that brings me right to Miss Allen. Any praise, testimony?
I have a little poem I will read.
Poem, okay, amen.
May the love of God surround you. May his be all around you, and may your days be blessed with everything that's happening. Ben, that's it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Let's see. Hubert, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share a song tonight, a song of praise unto the Most High God, Logos, Elohim, Yahweh.
Amen.
Amen. If you got God in your life, tell me what more you need. If you got God in your life, there should be nothing more that you need. I went to the valley to pray. I felt so good that I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold, right till my body. Because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Let's see. Ms. William, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share a follow-up on God's word.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves to walk in the word. Your word is living in us. It produces us. It produces life. In us. It produces life in the world. We recognize that your word is integrity itself. Your word is steadfast, sure, eternal, and we trust our lives to its provision. You've sent your word forth into our hearts. Let it dwell in us richly, always. Help us to meditate in it day and night, that we may diligently act on it. The incorruptible seed, the living word, the word of truth, is abiding in our spirits today. That seed is growing mightily in us and producing your nature, the life. It is counsel. It is our shield. It's our buckler, our powerful weapon of battle. The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It make our way plain. It make our way plain before us. We do not stumble. Our steps are ordered in the word. Holy Spirit, lead and guide us in all truth. Give us understanding, discernment, and comprehension so that we may persevere from the snare of the evil one. Father, your eyes are open to the righteous. Your ears are open to our prayers. We are people of prayers are rooted in your word. We do have time to pray. We are earnest and unwearied and steadfast in our prayer life, being both alert and intent in our praying and thanksgiving. We are intercessors. We are prayer warriors. We are strong in the power of your might. We refuse to turn coward. We refuse to faint, lose heart, and give up. For our prayers avail us much. In the name of Jesus, we delight ourselves in you, Lord. We delight ourselves in your word because that you put your desires within our hearts. We commit our ways unto you, and you bring it to pass. We exalt your word, O God. We hold it high, esteem, and give it first place in our lives. We make our schedule around your word. We make the word our final authority to settle all questions that confront us. We choose to agree with the word of God, and we choose to disagree with any thoughts, conditions, our circumstances contrary to your word. We boldly and confidently say that our heart is fixed and established on the solid foundation. And that solid foundation is the living word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Danya, anything else you want to share with the group tonight? A song?
Yes, I had you on mute, Rob. Yes, I want to finish what I was singing out of Joy. Destiny
Amen.
I want is on Joy. Okay, I started at Serve the Lord with Gladness. That which Psalms 100, 1 and 2 says, we are, be patient. Serve the God with gladness. That's what Psalms 101, verse 1 and 2 says. We are to do if we are indeed his people, the sheep of his pasture. How many Christians do you see today who are trying to serve the Lord, but without joy and gladness? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Without joy and gladness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Daniel. Kira, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
I would like to say something.
Okay.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. The Bible tells me so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless your heart. That was wonderful, Kira. Thank you so much.
Jesus loves me. Yes.
Yes, he does.
Hello.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Auntie Dot, anything you want to share with the group?
Yeah, I'm going to lead a little shout. I'm going to lead a little shout on.
Okay.
I got the greatest news of all. How to get to heaven above. Teach me how to tell the world all about your awesome love. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Daddy Verna, anything else you have to share with the group tonight? Testimony,
yes,
song. Song. You, did you promise us a song this week?
No. Not today.
Amen.
Ain't quite got it together yet.
Okay.
But I got a reading here that I think all of us can answer the question.
Okay.
All those that are listening can answer the question. And it says, heaven or hell? Which one will you choose? And are you going to heaven or to hell? The Bible teaches that many seemingly good people are going to hell because all have sinned. Romans 3:23. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Sin has a price. The Bible states, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. For the wages of sin is death. You be wondering what happened to people who die in their sin. The Bible teaches that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And whosoever were not found written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. If there any hope, Yes. God sent his only son, Jesus, into the world to pay the penalty for your sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible tells us that God desires to save everyone. God is not willing that any shall perish, mm-hmm. but that all shall come to repentance. Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Do you want to be saved? That is the question. The Bible teaches that there are several things you must do in order to be saved. First, you must realize there is nothing you can do to make yourself worthy of heaven, not by works or righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Secondly, you must repent of your sin. God now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Sinner is a change of heart. We call you to turn toward God and away from your present way of life. The third thing that you must do is to believe that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scripture. The last thing that you must do is to receive Christ as your personal Savior. But as many as receive him, Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is free to all who will pay their faith in the finishing work of Jesus Christ. For by grace are we saved through faith, and therefore not yourself. It is the gift of God, not of the work, lest any man shall boast. The way to be saved is so simple, yet many refuse to be saved. They will not accept Jesus Christ alone for salvation from sin and its penalty. They refuse to believe that the Lord Jesus is powerful enough to save them by himself. Do you? Heaven or hell, which one will you choose? Jesus Christ await your choice. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth in him. Will you admit you are a sinner? Do you want to be forgiven and your life changes? Will you humble yourself and pray to God right now, asking Jesus Christ to save you, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that cometh to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Werner. Thank you. Amen. That leads me to Mom. Any good news, poem, song, testimony?
Well, I'm almost kept the same.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, Down for the cleansing for sin I cried. Bell to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wonderful and saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Bell to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saved from sin. I am so glad I have made enter in. Thou, Jesus, saved me and kept me free. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to the fountain that rich and sweet. God's apple soul at the Savior's feet. Crunch in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to attempt to sing a couple of verses, and it goes on to say, oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. While I'm waiting, I need you to help me. While I'm waiting, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Okay, that takes us right into the Serenity Prayer. And, Mom, can you lead us out in that, please?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity,
to accept.
The thing that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The things that I can change.
and the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Okay, Hubert, do you have your Bible with you tonight?
Yes, I do, I.
Can you do the closing prayer, Matthew 6:9? And while he's pulling that up, I would like to,
Can I say something before you close it out?
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
Since y'all in a bad way, y'all at Motown, let me say something. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
You know it's my favorite.
It's we,
oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's us, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. Also, Hubert coming up to do Matthew 6:9, and I would just like to ask my daughter to stay online after everyone is hung up. So everyone bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
Okay, Matthew 6:9.
Correct.
Our Father, Abba, which art in heaven, Zion, hallowed be thy name, thy cometh thy yamas and haivari. Your kingdom come, your will be done on Zion as it is in Zion. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us the wrong we have done, so we forgive those who have wronged us. Subject us not to the trial, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive the faults of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Abba forgive you. Bless Allah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Before I do the conclusion, I would like to thank my daughter, Jarita, for opening up our program tonight. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have been able to share God's good news.
Amen.
We thank you for your time and your patience, daughter, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that is thankful for you tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And, Dorita, if you would just hold on the line after everyone has hung up, I would very much appreciate it. And that concludes our program for tonight. Thank you. Danellan's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. But we must continue to walk by faith and not by sight, because it is impossible to please God without faith. Amen?
Amen.
Remember to keep God first in all that you do. He's right there waiting on you to just call on him. Everyone have a victorious week. God loves you, and so do I. Have a great night. Love you.
Bye.
Night, everyone. Love you. Have a blessed week.
Everybody be safe. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Good night. Love you. Thank you. Thank you for the reading, Hubert.
Only for a couple of minutes.
Okay, Dorita. Okay. What you can do is play about just 30 seconds of that first song, and then just say good night from the Nellens family.
Someone's still on the line.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Just play about 30 seconds of it, and then close it out and just say thank you, good night from the Nellens family. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
I say that, or do I type it?
You're going to say it. You don't have to type anything. Just X out of everything that comes up on the screen after you hang up. But can you get to the songs? Are you able to get to the songs?
It's three songs. You want me to
the first one? The first one.
Access granted?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It won't let me see the top screen anymore. Okay. You still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thanks for passing the torch. You're doing well. Shalom, shalom.
You're going to stay on? You're going to stay on while I play it?
I want you to say it after you play it. Just play about 30 seconds of it. You don't have to play the whole song. And then just say good night from the Nellis family. Thank you for listening. Good night from the Nellis family. Something along those lines.
Sorry.
Okay.
It wasn't playing. Thank you all for listening. This is from the Nellum family. Have a blessed week. I can't see nothing. It say click out of everything, but it got a list of everybody who call drop. So do I just hang up?